Hey, it's Hayden Zapp on Star 99.9. I have great news about the Anna and Raven show. Mom, can you give me a drum roll, please?
All right, here you go, Hayden.
A few months ago, a little birdie told me a big secret. Somebody new is joining the show, and that person is in my mommy's belly. You see, my mom is pregnant. I'm going to have a little brother or sister. We're calling the baby Baby Zap 2.0. I'm very excited about becoming a big sister. Our family is growing, and so is my mom's belly. That thing's huge.
Thank you, Hayden. It's very nice.
It's healthy.
It's healthy.
It's healthy, if you will.
Just getting bigger and bigger.
Congratulations, of course.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that's out.
Right.
Gosh, I'm so tired of wearing giant clothing and all these videos and pictures and having people make comments.
Trying to go from one angle or the other or whatever. Right.
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 Yeah.
Good for you. Morning show baby time.
My heart's beating out my chest. You know, the truth is, you know, Raven will tell you, is that I really wanted to not say this for about another month. But it's become increasingly hard to, like, hide it, and I just felt like it needed to get out in the open, because, you know, to be in this business and to do what we do, we live our lives on the air. So there you go. I'm having a baby.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah,
it's very exciting, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby's
scary.
Due in November.
Yeah.
And I thought when she first talked about a little birdie telling her something, I thought she was going to explain how babies were made, which I actually thought would have been very good. I mean, I thought that would have been fun.
Yeah, no.
You know, so when two people really, really, really love each other, then a bird shows up with a baby and a diaper.
And a stork.
No. Yeah, I thought it was going to be more graphic.
No, that's not. No, we haven't really had that discussion in depth.
Oh.
She truly just believes that, you know, when a mommy and daddy love each other, then, you know, every once in a while a child will become in the belly and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Because every once in a while,
if you bring her into the delivery room, she'll probably have a lot of questions after that.
Right.
A whole lot of questions.
Yeah. She keeps saying, she's like, how do I know there's not a baby in my belly? Because now she's obsessed with rubbing my belly.
Right.
And I'll say things like, no, there's no baby in your belly, mama.
A minimum of 10, 15 years.
20, 30 years.
Wow.
A lot of years could happen before that's going to happen, mama. But like I said, we live our lives on the air. And now that it's out, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
See?
But people ask the most inappropriate, random questions,
yeah,
you know?
Well, that happens.
So coming up next, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it all out there so I don't have to answer weird emails and Facebook messages.
Sure.
The most frequently asked questions I get about my pregnancy. It's coming up next right here on Star. Well, if you missed it a few minutes ago, the cat is out of the bag. I'm pregnant. I'm having a baby.
Cat's out of the bag. Bun's in the oven.
Yeah. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. What I've learned over the last few months of being pregnant is that people will ask you the most ridiculous questions, you know, most inappropriate questions. People you barely know, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, once you become pregnant, you're common, you know, fodder, basically.
And
anybody can take a run at you.
And they stare at you. People stare at you when you're pregnant. Like, I forgot all. It's been a long time since I've been pregnant, let's be honest. So I forgot all the stuff that goes along with it, but I'm an open book. You have to be in this business. So I figured what I would do is compile a list of frequently asked questions that I get, and I'm going to answer them all on the air so that you don't have to hide around the bush, beat around the bush, and let's just get it out there. Let's
I mean, if you're hiding around the bush following a pregnant woman, we're probably going to call the authorities.
It's true. Yeah.
So, All right. Here we go. Let's get some of the common questions out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're big already.
Yep.
When are you due?
Well, my body is growing fast because my body hates me. And, you know, if you know me well, you know that I've struggled my whole life with trying to lose weight. So the minute that I let go a little bit, it's going to go. And that's what's happening. I'm due November 14th, 7:30. It is a C-section. No, I am not going for a VBAC. I get this question all the time.
This is very in-depth.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, just getting it all out there. It's scheduled for 7:30 that morning if anybody would like to attend. I'm just kidding. No, that's not happening.
Yeah. Number two, was it an accident?
This is a two-part question, right? Which is the most inappropriate question that I get. But I'm just going to get it out there. It was not an accident.
Okay.
It's been a long road.
So you still fornicate with your husband.
Thank you.
That's a follow-up question.
Yep.
I'm just paying attention,
you know? Yeah, because, well, people always ask.
As,
like,
a competent interviewer.
Right. The number two question part of that is that, did you get help? And we'd certainly thought about it, and we were going to go in that direction, but it didn't turn out having to be that way.
I mean, just a couple of movies, maybe a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, that helped. Maybe a little bit of seafood, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Or a cheering section outside your bedroom window.
Let's just say it's been a long road. And one day I'll talk about that long road, but today's not that day.
Number three, you're pregnant. How old are you?
I love this. People always look, how old are you? They try so nicely super to ask old. How old I am.
Super old.
I am 37 years old.
So old.
They call me at the doctor's office. It's advanced maternal age, mm-hmm. and they, which makes me sad inside.
Yeah.
At least they don't call us geriatric pregnancies anymore.
Oh, I
anymore.
Thought they did. Wait a minute.
They stopped doing that probably because people realized that it was ridiculous.
Oh.
So I'm advanced maternal age. I'm 37. I'll be 38 when I deliver. It's been 10 years. Hayden and this new baby will be 10 years apart. That's it.
I mean, that was very important.
How come nobody asked me how old Paul is? No one wants to know how old Paul is. Paul's going to be 40. Well, nobody cares about that.
No matter how old he is, they're just like, all right, bro, you still got it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? That's what they want to do. They just want to, you know.
It's not fair.
Give them a daps, you know. Mm-hmm. Who's going to take over your job?
No one. Stop asking me this. I'm coming back
so
to work.
Over.
Oh, stop. I don't
it
like
is
that.
So over.
Our boss actually said, well, I made a short list just in case. I go, what?
Good.
I've been back.
Handing him all sorts of notes. Okay. So I just want to make sure that, you know, we're covered
Listen.
For all situations.
The plan is to take 7 weeks and I'm coming back to work. All right.
Yeah.
God willing, everything is okay. That's the plan.
You know, I mean, I've
stop. I've got giving away my job.
Got a pretty good list over here, you know. You look tired. How are you feeling?
I am tired, but I'm always tired because I get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So that has nothing to do with anything. But I feel great,
right.
Thanks. I'm feeling much better.
She's been tired regardless.
I'm always tired.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Is Hayden excited?
Yes. I thought she was going to be a little bit off at first. Hayden is my 9-year-old daughter. I thought at first she was going to be, you know, she's been an only child forever.
Sure.
She's okay. She's really, I mean, I was actually surprised by how excited she was right off the bat.
Well, that's good. That's a relief. And lastly, do you know what it is or the name?
I do know if we're having a boy or a girl. I will tell you tomorrow at this time because I want to make sure
Tease
everyone in my family knows first.
Tease it out.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's 50-50 if it's a boy or a girl. And we're calling the baby Baby Zap 2.0, and that's all we got so
that's
far.
That's the hashtag.
That's it. Baby Zap 2.0. All right. Anything else, Raven, you want to add to this?
I think I'm good on this right now.
Do you want me to talk about not having a V-back again, or you're good?
I mean, I'm not even sure what it
Trying
is.
Trying that?
So
right.
I'll probably
gonna,
let it go.
Yeah, we're going to leave it at that. Yeah.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.